Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Framed. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for another day that wasn't promised, another day to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, Framed. I was actually reading what they call the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, and I like the first few verses very much so. Starting on verse 1, it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So if anyone ever asks you what faith is, this is God's definition. Always go by God's word on a matter. The definition of faith in God's eyes from his word, once again, is now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that sounds like an oxymoron. It's the evidence of things not seen. That's why in scriptures it tells us to walk by faith, not by sight. Because it's the evidence of things not seen. The way it usually works when you walk by faith is you walk and then you see. So you want to see before you walk. That's not the case. When you walk by faith, you begin to see. It goes on to say, "For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." So nice, I got to read that twice. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. I want to let that sink in. Once again, this is the faith chapter, right? It tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It says the elders obtained a good testimony. And it says, by faith, we understand, we believe, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Going back to the first book, God said, and it was good, and it was very good. He spoke everything into existence. We understand that the worlds were framed by his very word. If you look up that word, framed, in Greek, knowing that it's been translated over, it literally means complete, thoroughly complete, repaired. Those are the definitions it gives you for the word framed. We understand that the worlds were framed. It means complete, thoroughly complete, and repaired. So, by faith, we understand that God spoke everything into existence. By faith, we know that he framed everything by his word. Thoroughly completed it. So, if you feel incomplete, by faith, we understand that God has thoroughly completed you. If you feel incomplete, by faith, we understand that God can repair you. This word, once again, framed, translates over to completely thorough, thoroughly complete, repaired. There's things that we struggle with, not understanding that God has completed it already. There's things that we haven't overcome, that we're holding on to, that we are overburdened with, not knowing that God has repaired us, restored us from this already, from the beginning, when he framed the world. It's already complete within us. Everything we need is within us. Once we accepted that Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit that can uplift us, encourage us, exhort us to carry out whatever He set out before us. Completely thorough, thoroughly complete, repaired, restored, renewed. All these things are within us. We have to walk by faith, not by sight, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. By faith, we understand these things. Walk by faith. The G-O-D. God bless.